This is the Ontario Family Law Podcast, dealing with issues related to marriage, separation, divorce, and even some child welfare issues. It is a companion to the book, The Guide to the Basics of Ontario Family Law, which is available on Amazon, or by calling 416-446-5847. My name is John Schumann. I am a family lawyer, mediator, arbitrator, and collaborative lawyer, and I am the head of the family law group at Devery Smith Frank, LLP. Today on the podcast, child support special and extraordinary expenses. We are going to continue our discussion of child support today with the discussion of special and extraordinary expenses. We went over in a previous podcast that special and extraordinary expenses are part of child support that are paid in addition to base child support. They are usually large expenses in relation to the children that the parents share in proportion to their incomes. It is not difficult to figure out what portion of a special expense a parent should pay. All you have to do is add the parents' income together to get the total income of all the parents. Then you divide one parent's income by the total income to get a percentage. That percentage is the same percentage that that particular parent pays in relation to the special and extraordinary expenses. Then you simply multiply the total cost of the special or extraordinary expense by that percentage. There are a few adjustments that can be made to the amount that a parent pays towards special and extraordinary expenses, so you should speak to a family lawyer to make sure that you pay the right amount. However, the calculation I just described works in most cases. As a family lawyer, people frequently ask me whether a particular expense is a special or extraordinary expense that has to be paid on top of basic child support. As I have been a family lawyer for a fairly long time, that is an easy question for me to answer, although the answer can be hard to explain. The first consideration is whether an expense is special or extraordinary. People always share special expenses regardless of the amount of that expense. Special expenses are the following. First, the children's medical or dental expenses not covered by a plan of insurance are always a special expense. They are a necessity that is always shared. Second, child care expenses that are incurred so that a parent can either pursue education or employment. Child expenses that are not incurred in relation to employment or education, such as the cost of babysitting so that a parent can have a night out, are not shared by the parents. Another important consideration is that when we talk about child care costs, we are talking about the after-tax and after-benefits cost to those expenses. Child care costs are tax-deductible up to a certain level. In addition, there are government benefits and sometimes daycare subsidies available to parents. The cost of daycare that is shared is the after-tax and after-benefits and subsidies cost to the parent who is paying for the child care. It is not the total cost of the child. It is often necessary to look at a parent's tax return to determine what the after-tax cost will be, although most family lawyers have software that can calculate this. If you are the person paying a special expense for daycare, you should not simply look at the receipt and then calculate your percentage, as the amount for which you are responsible is probably less than that. Last, post-secondary education expenses over and above what a child can reasonably pay are also shared by the parents. This last expense is a little bit different. While post-secondary expenses are always shared, the amount that the child should be contributing is taken into account. If the child is eligible for grants or bursaries or student loans, the child must take advantage of those before asking parents to contribute. Some grants, bursaries, and student loans are based on how much parents earn. So the more the parents earn, the less those programs are available to a student, and the more that parents are going to have to pay towards post-secondary education costs. Also, having separated parents who have to pay child support is not a free ticket for their children to stay in post-secondary education for as long as he or she wants. The longer that a child stays in school, the greater the proportion of the cost of their education that that child must bear. I will have another podcast on child support for adult children and who should pay for that education and how much. The second group of expenses are the extraordinary expenses. These are expenses in relation to a child that are extraordinarily large in light of the parent's total income. This category is a little bit more complicated. Expenses that are extraordinarily large for one family may well be within the budget of another. When child support is based on parents having a higher income, some things stop being extraordinary expenses. Also, with extraordinary expenses, there can be some consideration as to whether the parents should agree to incur them. These expenses are not pure necessities, but they are things that can benefit the child. However, a parent cannot just simply to refuse to pay for an extraordinary expense on the ground that he or she does not want to incur the expense. A judge hearing a child support case will consider what type of expenses the parents agreed to pay for while they were together, or that they have agreed to pay for in the past. Unless the parents' financial situation has changed dramatically, judges want to keep children in the same sort of lifestyle that they have always enjoyed. Extraordinary expenses are things like extracurricular activities, private school tuition, and sometimes other large expenses in relation to a child. However, it is not every expense that is extraordinary. It is only the ones that are large in proportion to the parent's income. This is where having some experience dealing with special and extraordinary expenses really helps out. Family lawyers know what type of expenses would be considered extraordinary for a family's income and which ones would not, just based on experience from having dealt with lots of child support cases before. A family lawyer who knows the parents' respective incomes can quickly say whether an extraordinary expense, or whether it should be part of base child support, or if it is an expense that the parents could not reasonably afford, and therefore it should not be an extraordinary expense either. I will give some examples as to expenses that would be or would not be extraordinary expenses, so you get an idea of how these things work. We'll start with swimming. For all but the lowest income parents, who probably have access to subsidies anyways, swimming lessons would not be an extraordinary expense. However, having a child compete on a swim team could be an extraordinary expense for most parents because of the cost of having the child involved in the activity. Having a child participate in swimming on a competitive level in a league which involves a lot of travel, coaching fees, and other expenses, will almost certainly be an extraordinary expense for all but the wealthiest experience, where that child becomes an elite swimmer. Similarly, whether hockey is an extraordinary expense depends on the parent's income, the level at which the child plays, and quite possibly the position that the child plays. For example, house league hockey may or may not be a special or extraordinary expense, depending on how much the fees are and how much the cost of the equipment is. And it also depends on how much the child's parents make. Participating or playing as a goalie, because it is much more expensive because of the equipment costs, is usually an extraordinary expense. Although sometimes it is not an extraordinary expense because it is unaffordable for the family. And sometimes it's not an extraordinary expense because the expense is not extraordinarily large in light of how much the parents make, because they make a lot of money. Playing hockey at a league level is usually an extraordinary expense for all but the more wealthy parents. Having a child play rep hockey is almost always an extraordinary expense, regardless of the parents' income levels, because it is so expensive. Private school is another area in which there is some variability. Since private school is also a large expense, but one that is not always necessary, it is usually very important for the parents to agree to share that expense. Judges do not look favorably on one parent deciding to enroll a child into private school and expecting the other parent to pay for it, especially when some parents have reasons for not wanting their children to go to private school. However, if the children have always gone to private school, a judge will likely want them to continue in private school. Most children's private schools are expensive. Most of the time, private school is an extraordinary expense at any income level. However, it may not be an extraordinary expense if the tuition is low and the parent's income is high, and as a result, the base child support that's being paid is high. Also, for some families, private school is simply unaffordable. Judges are not likely to order parents to share the cost of private school education where they cannot afford it, except possibly in the situation where the parents have found some way to afford it in the past. As you can see from these examples, figuring out whether an expense is an extraordinary expense can be a little bit tricky. I can only tell you that family lawyers who have seen lots of these cases and have seen how the courts deal with them can say almost instantly whether an expense is an extraordinary expense. So you may want to speak quickly to a family lawyer about this. If there are ongoing disputes over whether an expense is an extraordinary expense, you and your ex may want to agree to have a lawyer act as an arbitrator in a secondary family arbitration to decide quickly whether an expense is an extraordinary expense, because after a while, this is something that family lawyers just know. I hope you have found this discussion of child support helpful and informative. There will be more discussions about family law and about child support coming up soon. My name is John Schumann. I am a family lawyer in Toronto. You can reach me at www.devrylaw.ca. That's www.devrylaw.ca. Or call me at 416-446-5847. We will talk again soon.